Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. A beautiful Monday here in St. Louis. We're grateful that you're spending a little bit of your time with us. We're going to be joined right now by one of my favorite guests that we have, Will Chamberlain, once again, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project on X at Will Chamberlain. Will, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Always good to be with you, Annie.
So I want to wide open the question to you about Epstein files. I had on Ryan Schmelz, he's a Capitol Hill correspondent with Fox News earlier. And I'm like, what even are the Epstein files? Everybody wants them, but I'm not even 100% sure I know what they would be should they be released. And once again, we have a kind of a media illusion that is driven by politicians who are trying to tell you a whole bunch about what is there. Then we get whatever they are. And what they said was there was not there, but nobody cares about reporting that. With the Epstein file conversation taking place right now, what are you wanting to see and what are you looking for in the release of these should we actually get them?
I mean, I have a hard time caring about this. And it may sound weird because it's like, obviously, Epstein was a complete cretin. But I don't think there's anything in the files. That's my guess. That's my prediction. There's not going to be anything serious in the files that will reveal criminality on the part of third parties. And the reason I say that is twofold. You know, where everybody is extremely invested in the release of files that I guess would have started being generated in the late 2000s and would have stopped being generated in 2019 when that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. In that time, Epstein's victims have sued Epstein and won major judgments from Epstein's estate. They've been represented by some of the best law firms in the country, the best plaintiff's law firms. David Boies, the plaintiff's lawyer who, you know, beat Microsoft in the antitrust trial, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. So well-funded, competent lawyers. And there's been nothing in terms of third parties. So I don't think it exists. And I think if it did, moreover, all these victims are still here. You know, why haven't any of them could speak up and say, yeah, that guy is the guy who assaulted me, and yet none of them do. And so I start with the assumption that if there's not even a victim willing to go on the record and say this person assaulted me, that there's not going to be some, you know, smoking gun file from all these investigations that reveals something to that effect, because they could just say so now with enormous public support and political support behind them to try and go after somebody who worked with Epstein to abuse them.
Yeah. You talk about that enormous public support. I would almost challenge that just on the fact, the hypocrisy of the left in the reason why the Epstein files are of import to them is because they think that they can hang something on Donald Trump. And the reason why I feel like the hypocrisy is just absolutely nauseating from the left is because we have Kristi Noem and her department, Homeland Security, and Kash Patel finding trafficked children all across the United States right now who have been a part of intentional human trafficking that the government under Joe Biden's administration has laid open the red carpet for people to come in and do the very things that Jeffrey Epstein has been found guilty of, accused of, whatever it might be. And the only issue that matters to these people on the left is whether or not it connects Donald Trump. Like, that is beyond repulsive to me. And I wonder how many people would be collectively behind, you know, the revelations that might come from whatever the Epstein files might reveal. For, I think, probably 30% of this country, if it doesn't touch Trump, they don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be interested in it. I mean, I'd be shocked if there's anything implicating Trump at all. The email release, and this is very different from the Epstein files, right? The recent email release the Democrats put out, that's all a product of James Comer's investigation into the Epstein matter. They subpoenaed the estate for the contents of his email account. All that revealed was that Epstein hated Trump, that he was like any other deranged resist liberal who wanted, you know, the funny thing is they did some stat where they said Trump's name appears in his emails more than anybody else. It's like, yeah, as in criticism, because the guy, like every other MSNBC liberal, was obsessed with Trump in the same way that the word Trump appears in MSNBC more than it does anywhere else.
Yeah.
So it's clear that Epstein hated Trump. Moreover, I think the big thing people need to realize is that, you know, Trump ran for president twice. He's been running for president or been involved in politics since 2015. And the Biden administration was in charge of the federal government for 4 years and had every incentive to release derogatory information about President Trump and didn't on this subject. So the idea, and that, trust me, they would have found it. If they had it, they would have released it. They were willing to go with completely false narratives. Imagine if they actually had something true,
yeah,
what it would have done. So there's not going to be anything derogatory about President Trump. You can bank on that.
Yeah. You know, they would have found it if it were there. They would have manufactured it if they thought they could get away with it. We've seen them certainly in the deep state doing that very kind of thing. I want to ask you, because I know that you weighed in on this a little bit. I find it super annoying to tune into X. I'm going through my weekend riding the Polar Express at St. Louis Union Station with my family, having a great time, dipping back into X to see what's going. X2C, just to be clear for the people at home listening. What's going on in the world? And X is melting down intra-party. We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, going, in my opinion, off the reservation, and she's now fighting with Donald Trump. We've got a lot of infighting. A lot of it centered around Israel, that issue, of course. And meanwhile, the Democrats should still be the target of the Republican Party at all. It's the Big Ten party. At least it is right now. Maybe it won't be after all these fights get resolved. What do you make of the dissension that takes place among the different factions of the Republican Party? And is it a real tangible thing that's going to have an effect maybe on the midterms? Or is it just something that exists in timelines and social media feeds?
If it continues,
Black Friday, more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News, it'll have an effect. I think there are two big dynamics at play. First, things are actually going pretty well for the country, honestly. They're going too well for the podcasters. Podcasters do better when things are going poorly and there's more to complain about. There's the content maw must be fed. So the podcasters are kind of creating intra-party drama in order to juice their ratings, maybe not intentionally, but that's sort of their incentives pull them in that direction. Second thing is the left isn't on X as much anymore. They're over at Blue Sky in their own little bubble, but it means that we aren't fighting with them so much as we're fighting with ourselves because there's fewer of them on the platform. And then finally, you just have some people who are really angry about and have personal vindictiveness. Like Massey is a personal beef with Trump. That much is obvious. So does MTG. I mean, MTG, the thing to understand about her, she's been counter signaling the president aggressively at every turn. A few months ago, when President Trump was trying to be really hard, aggressive on immigration enforcement, she went on a podcast and talked about how we need to be careful with H-1Bs, blah, 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 blah. Now that President Trump put out a statement about, oh, you know, we do need to keep some H-1Bs, she puts out a bill saying, let's get rid of them all. So she's just trying to take the opportunity to counter signal. Why? Because she wanted to be a senator or a governor in the state of Georgia. And President Trump said no, that he wouldn't endorse her for it because she'd lose. So I think, you know, you have, and then Massey has his own set of ridiculous drama. I think it'd be nice if everybody would just get on board with the most effective Republican administration of my lifetime.
Yeah.
And stop letting personal beefs get in the way. I mean, the thing that Massey did that really annoyed me was yesterday he said that anybody who doesn't vote with him on his bill is covering up for pedophiles. You don't know that. There's a lot of reasons why you have to think hard about the federal government releasing investigative files and outside of the process of a prosecution and court filings. We don't want a DOJ that's just randomly investigating people and releasing derogatory information about them, because think about the power that that gives any administration. So there are legitimate reasons and concerns and things to worry about, you know, in terms of the precedent you're setting, in terms of what you know, what might happen to third parties who, you know, there's some derogatory hearsay, but there's no other evidence. It would never get indicted, but they get, you know, they suddenly their life is ruined by something that wouldn't, you know, just doesn't even meet the sniff test, but it's used as something that people can seize on. There's just a lot of reasons why you might not release those files. That said, if President Trump thinks we should, I'm going to defer to him. That was always my attitude. I would defer to people I trust, like Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Mangino and President Trump. So if they think releasing the files is in the best interest of the country, very well. But I couldn't. I was very, very frustrated by the people who suggested that anybody who might disagree with them is covering for pedophiles. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I just am, you know, I'm in the business of media. And yes, I hope to be informative, maybe even persuasive in certain instances on my radio show. But I do know that I have an element of entertainment that is involved here. And I say that regularly to my listeners, because everywhere else that you're listening to, they have to inject some entertainment level, something that brings you back. It invokes emotion. And for a lot of that, it might be anger. It might be fear. It might be, you know, it's not just the left that does that. I see it on the right as well. I hear people, you know, we're what, 10 months into this administration right now? And people are like, where are the arrests? You're a senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. How quickly can you go out and arrest super, you know, they want orange jumpsuits and, you know, handcuffs and all of that, the perp walk. I don't want that unless it's a airtight case. And I don't know that you can do that in 10 months. You probably know a little bit better than I.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it in some cases. I mean, James Comey is under arrest and under indictment. Letitia James is under arrest and under indictment. You can expect probably Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell are soon going to be under arrest and under indictment for mortgage fraud. That's not bad. People need to understand how hard it is to get appointees through, how the Democrats' obstruction prevented the Republicans from getting their people in place. And even when they get their people in place, they're dealing with the entrenched bureaucracy of the Department of Justice, which is full of people who are not aligned with the president. So it's not instant. People need to give it a second, wait a second. But I think you will see more coming, especially from Florida, where Jason Redding Quinones is now the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Florida. He's a close friend of Mike Davis, and the grand jury has been impaneled. I expect a lot to come out of that.
Yeah, certainly. We're speaking with Will Chamberlain, senior counsel at the Article 3 Project. Please follow him on X at Will Chamberlain, article3project.org. I think about the difference between governing and campaigning. It is a very different entity. And I keep asking myself, okay, we're 10 months into the America First agenda being the primary policy, you know, foundation. Where am I looking at President Trump, what he promised to the people who he asked to vote for him? Where has he completely gone back on those promises? Has he delivered on all of them? He's delivered on a lot of them in 10 months. Are you seeing any contradictions in what the president, then candidate Donald Trump, said he wanted to do with the America First mentality, the Make America Great Again mentality? Are you seeing conflicts in what he said he wanted to do and what he's delivering?
No, he's extremely, he's delivering. You go back and read the 20-point platform that he put out at the RNC. He's going after every single thing on that list. Top of the list was securing the border and funding the largest mass deportation operation in American history. It's taken a while to get the deportation machine going for similar reasons. You hire, you know, get a bunch of money through the One Big Beautiful Bill, hire a bunch of people, get everybody in line. It takes, you know, building an organization doesn't happen instantly, and you're dealing with an entrenched bureaucracy already. But he's working on it. He's doing a lot. Peace deals everywhere, stopping woke. He made Colombia and Penn bend the knees, brought peace to the Middle East, prevented Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. He's done so much in 11 months. It's really, really remarkable. And the people who are complaining, saying, oh, he's not meeting his agenda, they're usually doing the trick where they pretend that their agenda was the Trump agenda. So that's Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie is pretending that the Epstein files and balancing the budget was the MAGA agenda. That's not true. It's not. Neither of those things is in the platform. Neither of them. I mean, he's talked about wanting a balanced budget. So has every Republican politician ever. But if you actually look at what is he invested in, what does he actually list as, this is our platform, this is what we will do, he's doing those things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if Thomas Massie wants to implement his platform, then he should run for president. But Donald Trump ran for president and won. He has the mandate of the electorate. And the libertarian, I'm really quite tired of the libertarians pretending that their agenda is the MAGA agenda. They are not the same. There are some places of overlap, but they are not the same thing. And certainly the emphasis is very different, because the emphasis is on immigration restriction and reindustrialization. It's not necessarily on balancing the budget.
We're speaking with Will Chamberlain here. I heard, I think it was a Kayleigh McEnany interviewed James Carville. A lot of people go back to James Carville for like Democrat, like the old sage wisdom of James Carville. I don't know how successful he's been over the career that he's had, but certainly at one time he was the guy. He's saying if the Democrats get back in charge, nuke the filibuster, add the states, D.C. and Puerto Rico and whatever, pack the court. I mean, you've got a leader in what I consider to be probably a little bit more of a moderate voice. Voice, at least policy wise, he approaches it in a less communist way, like the far left progressive wing of the Democrat Party. But he's saying ridiculous things that the Democrats should do should they get the levers of power once again. What do you advise the Republicans to do when you hear things like pack the court, add the states, that type of stuff?
I mean, I think it, you know, if we get the votes to do it, the thing you should do is you should basically, you know, have a two prong thing where you, on the one hand, have legislation packing the court in advance. And then on the other hand, you offer a constitutional amendment setting the number of justices at 9. You say, like, we expect you to sign. We agree to this, to agree to the status quo, to agree that there shouldn't be games being played with the Supreme Court. And if you will not agree to that, then we're going to pack the court. Like, then we're going to make it so that we get everything we want. Might as well, you know, like maybe we'll have a court that invalidates every future election. Like, well, you know, what do we care? You know, I mean, at that point, like there has to be some investment from the Democrats in maintaining the current structure of our government. They get really, one of the things I find really obnoxious about Democrats is they sort of don't really care that much about our constitutional settlement. They're like, oh, it's not democratic enough. We need to change it. And I'm like, what that actually means is we don't have enough power in the system. We want to change it so we have more power. Okay, if we're changing the system, why can't we change it so we have more power? Actually, why don't we change it so we can exclude you from power? Because that's what you're trying to do to us.
Do you support
making
the filibuster?
Maybe the settlement's worth something in terms of keeping the peace.
Should the Republicans do what Trump says and get rid of the filibuster in the Senate?
I mean, I think it's immaterial because they just don't have the votes. I think they're missing 4 or 5 votes. They're not going to get McConnell. They're not going to get Susan Collins. They're not going to get Lisa Murkowski. They're not going to get Tom Tillis. So they just can't. You know, all 4 of those people either, you know, Murkowski and Collins are sort of invulnerable to whatever Trump does. Like, they just have their own unique situations in Maine and Alaska. And then Tillis and McConnell just don't like Trump. Aren't going to just do what he wants.
Do you think the Democrats have the votes to do it if they get the majority?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Crap.
I think so.
That's not good. All right.
No.
Well, I guess it's a moot point for the Republicans at this juncture. But
they'd probably lose Fetterman. That's it. They'd probably lose Fetterman. That's the only one.
Will, you're a charm to have on here every time. We appreciate you. Thank you for the time once again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Again, we'll do it soon. Thanks. Will Chamberlain, the senior counsel at the Article 3 Project, at Will Chamberlain on X. He seems to be level-headed on his X feed. So if you've got a lot of people freaking out, just follow him on X so that you can balance things out. And then, of course, decide for yourself. We're big fans of thinking for ourselves here on The Andy Fry Show. Quick break. When we come back, a little more discussion on that YouTube poll. Have you voted yet? Are you concerned men are losing the traits that make them unique contributors to society? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.